This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The Boston University class of 2018 was sent off into the world with words of wisdom from Congressman John Lewis, the keynote speaker at yesterday's commencement ceremony.
If you want a better, more just society, you cannot wait for someone else to do it. Through your own efforts, through your own action, through your own creativity and vision, you have to do it. You must make our world a better place.
I had a chance to sit down with a Georgia congressman and civil rights icon to talk about inspiring younger generations and to create positive change. Lewis says he was inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and by Rosa Parks and spoke about who inspires him today.
The women of America, the students, seeing high school students and college students wanted to do something about gun violence. Tell me that we're going to get there, that we're going to build a beloved community. It's going to take some time, but we cannot give up or give in. We got to continue to push and pull.
2018 marks 50 years after your friend and mentor and former Boston University graduate, Dr. King, was shot and killed. I'm wondering how much today you find yourself using the lessons you learned from Dr. King so many years ago.
I find myself almost every single day. What he did and what he said inspired me. Sometimes when I'm sitting on the house floor, sometimes when I'm on a walk. Because when Dr. King and Bobby Kennedy were assassinated, I think something died in all of us.
But you, I imagine, still today see the spark of what they brought to American dialogue back then. You see that spark is still alive today in some people.
I, for one, but many of my colleagues, especially younger colleagues in the Congress, they read the story, they watch the films, and they're moved by what Dr. King said, what Robert Kennedy said, and what they did to make America different, to make America and the world better.
That's the positive side, but I'm wondering as well about the state of race relations today from your point of view. How would you characterize it?
Well, as a nation and as a people, we've come a distance. We made a lot of progress. People can register and vote today, but the scars and stains of racism are still deeply embedded in American society. And there are forces in America today that want us to take us back. We have in the country today people saying, you know, there are good people on both sides. When people are engaging in acts, using words of hatred and violence.
Are you shocked or saddened that that's a situation today? And how do you think we got to that state at this moment in time?
Sometimes I'm really saddened, and sometimes I feel like crying. Because I thought and I felt for some time that we were much further along toward building what Dr. King called the beloved community, toward redeeming the soul of America and creating a nation at peace with itself. We still have so far to go, but we will get there. I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that we will get there.
I want to ask about President Trump. You've openly feuded with the president. You've out loud wondered if his presidency is legitimate because of Russian election meddling. You've publicly speculated if he's a racist. And in return, he's belittled you and your accomplishments. I'm wondering how much of today's unrest you lay at the feet of President Trump.
Well, during another time, another period in the history of our country, we had a president by the name of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who became the first American president in modern time to say that the issue of race, the issue of civil rights, is a moral issue. The person that occupies the White House today is not in step with the message of bringing people together.
I'm wondering, do you not even like to say the name of the current occupant of the White House, Donald
Well,
Trump?
I never had an opportunity to meet him. I don't have any desire to meet him because I think he's been so wrong and failing to respect the dignity and the worth of all of our citizens. to put people down because of the country they come from. Maybe our foremothers and our forefathers all came to this great land in different ships, but we're all in the same boat now.
In your speech to students at Boston University this weekend, you told the graduates, quote, "You must be maladjusted to the problems and conditions of today," meaning don't simply accept things the way that they are now. Is that correct?
Yes, you cannot be satisfied. You cannot be at home with yourself. When you see evil, when you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to do something, to say something. When I was growing up in rural Alabama, and we asked questions of my mother and my father, my grandparents and great-grandparents, why those signs? They were saying, don't get in trouble. But I was inspired by Rosa Parks and Dr. King and others to get in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble.
Well, you tweet using the hashtag, or you often tweet using the hashtag good trouble. Along those lines, what kind of good trouble do you want this generation to get into? What do you want these young people to do today to bring about change?
I want these young people to organize, to get out there and dramatize the issue, make it real. And we must get out and vote like we never voted before.
You graduated yourself from the American Baptist Theological Seminary in 1961, and then Fisk University in Tennessee in 1967, and then, of course, as we all know, went on to live your very extraordinary life. I'm wondering, with your knowledge and experience today, if you had the luxury of being able to reach across time and whisper into the ear of the young John Lewis back then, what would you say to yourself about life ahead?
I would simply say, young John Lewis, don't give up. Don't give in. There's a brighter day coming. Push, press on, pick them up, and put them down.
March ahead.
March ahead. Because Dr. King said on one occasion, there's not anything more powerful than the marching feet of a determined people.
Congressman John Lewis, great pleasure to see you again. Thank you very, very much for coming to the studios today.
But thank you very much, sir, for having me.